This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, fans of the pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Getting ready to talk to Ron Hunter, the Tulane men's basketball coach. Great to see basketball back just all across this area. But we talked to Ron last week, and since that time, they've gone on the road, beat Wichita State in a close one, 68-67. They're now 4-1 in conference, so they host SMU tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I mean, tomorrow's going to be a big timer. You got NFL playoffs, college basketball. People probably don't realize how big a basketball fan you are, do they?
Me?
Yeah.
No, most do.
I don't think so.
Most do. I mean.
Go to Pelicans games. You're a big Pelicans fan. Follow college basketball. Probably closer than you do.
Yeah, I like men's, women's. I mean, even high school.
They're where the
I
can time find, in the day.
Yeah, even when you talk about just some of the great high school basketball that we have in the city, just seeing some of that. So, yeah, man, give me 2 to 3 more inches, and NFL, man, I'm hitting that hardwood.
Did you play ball
yes,
hoops
sir.
Going up in
yes,
high school?
Sir. All the way through. And it was going to walk on at Ole Miss and play, but Coach Rod Evans left and took the Arizona State job. And so once Coach Barnes took over, and I had a decent relationship with Coach Barnes, I just decided I think I'm going to just stick with football.
That seemed to work out pretty well, but you never know.
You never know. You never know.
All right. I want to join Ron Hunter, Tulane men's basketball coach. Welcome to the show. Coach, we spoke recently, but, man, keep winning. Keep coming back. We love it. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, I realize this. I'm undefeated when I come on you guys' show. So we got to figure something out, because every time I come on the show, we win. So we got to figure something out now.
Well, that wasn't just a win. I mean, that was you go up to Wichita State, Wichita, Kansas, and you come out 68-67 to get to 4-1 in the conference. And I think what impressed me most, and it was just kind of flipping through the stats, was kind of you're down 14 halftime, 42-28. Am I doing my math right?
Yeah,
you're down 14 at halftime on the road. So I guess what was that halftime locker room like? Are you a yeller and screamer, or were you drawing on the board?
Well, I told them how much I loved them and keep turning the ball over. It's okay to miss all the shots and don't play any defense. And if we do that, let's just not even come back to the second half. Let's get on a plane and get back to New Orleans. And we kind of got out of character a little bit. So I'm joking, of course. But just told the guys that, we got to get back to being who we are. We're still a young team. And so sometimes we kind of get, we start feeling ourselves a little bit. And I thought our shot selection was really bad, which led to them getting fast breaks. And we just kind of settled down and kind of got ourselves back in the game. And I told them if we ever got the lead in the game, we'd win the game.
You did. You outscored them 40-25 in the second half. What does that do for your team? You were 3-1 in conference going in. So already you had been playing good basketball. The loss only being at East Carolina, you've beaten – Memphis, Cincinnati on the road, lost to East Carolina, beat South Florida, then beat Wichita State in this run. And that was following 3 games that were kind of canceled because of COVID. So in this run, but to get a victory like that on the road against Wichita State, what does that do for your team?
Well, I thought our confidence was big after the Memphis game, and it kind of grew after you go, Cincinnati's a really, really hard place to go play. I'm from Ohio, so I know trying to win in Cincinnati and our confidence grew then. And then to beat a school that we've never beaten before in Wichita State, whether it's been home or on the road, to come out and to win the game the way we did, is that, again, our confidence is really high right now. We're playing really good basketball. But more importantly, we're not playing our best basketball, which is why I'm excited, because we haven't peaked yet. And so, you know, we're winning games and we're getting better, but we haven't got to the point where I thought, okay, man, we really peaked. We're at the top of our game right now. And that's why I'm excited, because I know we can continue to get better. And when you're doing that, while you've got confidence, that's how you roll wins together.
And, Coach, that's what I was going to ask you. What are some of the things that you guys need to kind of clean up to be playing at the level that you want them to play with at, not necessarily where, you know, you're winning ball games and you're doing something well, but from a confidence standpoint, you know, obviously that breeds success and I can go out and work hard and, you know, but what are some of the things that you feel like that you guys need to kind of clean up to play at that elite level that you want them to play at?
Well, that's a great question. And I told our guys today, when we get to that level, when consistently for 40 minutes, we're playing the same way, regardless of who we're playing, regardless of their record, playing consistent basketball for 40 minutes instead of playing it for 20 minutes and a half or maybe for 15 minutes or maybe for 30, we're playing really good basketball for 40 minutes. That's when I'll know that, hey, you know what, I don't know if this team can get any better this year, because, man, every team has a point where they peak in during the season. I don't care if it's football or basketball. You get to the point where your team is really playing at the highest level it can, and that's what you try to ultimately get to. And I think we'll get there when I can see us playing 40 minutes consistently the way we've been playing. If we do that, then we're going to be really hard to beat the rest of the year.
Well, and I definitely think that you're headed in the right direction. And, you know, Coach, I know that from the standpoint of focusing on the season, from a development standpoint, what's a couple guys that have a chance to continue to develop to be able to add something to what you have already now? You know, so, hey, look, if my bench right now may be eight, I'm playing eight guys, nine guys, I may have one or two that I can continue to maybe give a couple minutes if I need to. You got a couple guys that, from a development standpoint, that's where you're at?
Yeah, we got a couple young guys that are freshmen, and I think that I've got to find a little bit more time, because if they can kind of enhance this rotation, we talk about Tyler Pope. You know, he's a Louisiana kid, great athlete, but he hadn't quite been in the rotation. And I think we'll get him in the rotation this weekend, because one of our players got hurt in our last game and is going to be out for a couple games. And so he'll get an opportunity to kind of sneak in that rotation. But we could really use his athleticism and his defense. And so, especially just being young, he's really talented. So, again, a guy like that, if we can kind of add to what we're doing, probably the best athlete in our program, our best rebounder. So if you can add a guy like that in the rotation and it doesn't change what you're doing, then all of a sudden you're even getting better.
So the road doesn't get any easier. You get SMU tomorrow, 12-4 overall, 3-1 of the conference. So a couple of the big boys, yourself, 4-1 in conference, and SMU, this will be just another stern test. But fortunately, it's at home in your building.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and the one thing I wanted to do when I took over this program is make Tulane basketball relevant again. I thought last year we showed that we could compete in the league, and as I told him, one of your third year, we had to find ways that we can win in the league. And so my whole thing is to make Tulane basketball relevant, not just for this season. You talk about peaking. I want to do the same thing here. Where our relevancy, we stay at the top, being consistent. Anybody can come and change a program for 1 year. What we want to do is we want to be consistently good every single year. We're at the top of this league. And so that's what I'm happy where we're at, but I'm not satisfied. We're going to keep working. So consistently, we're at the top two or three in this league for many years.
I know it's not a thing of the past. I'm just wondering the impact of COVID now for your team compared to what it was 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. Do you treat it differently, attack it differently? What's the impact of it?
Well, you know, we can't control that. And like I told the players, you know, we'll show up to play. We'll do what we're, you know, all of our players have been vaccinated. All but three have been boosted, and they're waiting because they're outside of their window to be able to get boosted right now. But we're taking care of the things that we can control. We can't control anything else. And so, you know, let's have fun. Let's enjoy what we're doing right now. And, you know, if we get an opportunity to play, we'll be ready to play. And if some, you know, if one of us happens to get sick in that regard, next man up. And so we're not going, you know, I spent a lot of time where everybody was, we were all so worried about it. And so we're worried about something that we absolutely could not control. And so I'm not going to worry about it. We don't even talk about it as much anymore. And that, even from the head coach, I thought I spent too much time talking about it in the last year. We don't talk about it. It is what it is, but we can't control it. So why even bring it up?
Well, best of luck. We appreciate your time. And you talked about, you know, the relevance of Tulane basketball and doing a great job in basketball in general across the state, across the city, is solid right now. And I'm an old school guy, and it's great to see. And good luck tomorrow against the Mustangs.
Appreciate you guys, and can't wait for the next game when I get on your show again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Good luck, Coach.
Head Coach Ron Hunter. Thank you, sir. Head Coach Ron Hunter for Tulane. Got a minute. It has, you know, again, I've been around a long time, and there was a time when, you know, Saints football wasn't the king.
Wasn't a thing.
And but college basketball, LSU hosts Arkansas 1 o'clock, Tulane hosting SMU 1 o'clock, UNO's playing good basketball. They got Nichols at the Lakefront Arena, Southland opponent, and the Pelicans, after that rough start.
I think they started, what, 1-12?
UNO and Nichols 4 o'clock, not 1 o'clock. And then the Pels have, yeah, won 3 out of 4, and they play Brooklyn 6:30. Tomorrow they're on the road, but man, it's just good to see.
Well, and I think for the Pelicans, and I remember correctly, I think they're a half game out of the 10th seed.
Right.
You know, and so I think they're a half game out of the 10th seed, and that gets you into the play-in tournament. But for this Pelicans team, I think that they have their eyes set a little bit higher. Obviously, you want to get in that conversation where you're in it, but they've got their eyes set a little bit higher than that.
We'll take a break. If you want to talk more basketball, give us a call. 504-260-1870 is our Oakland Heart Talk and text line. Or you want to talk whatever. It's an open line. Open line Friday. Fans and the pros, Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister, back after a break. Keep it here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.